Stitcher Premium having special sale for Labor Day. For a few days only, get your first 3 months of premium for just $1. It's a perfect time to catch up on some fan favorites available only on Premium. Hear shows like Big Grande's Teacher Lounge, The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Bernie's Botanarium, or all the comedy Bang Bang Live episodes. You get Besser versus the audience. You get improv her humans archive on StitcherPremium.com. Labor Day. That's /Labor Day to get your first 3 months for just $1. StitcherPremium.com/Labor Day. No promo code needed.
Well, there's a bit of a controversy. Some of the fringe acts on Twitter, who I'm now following because I met them there, are talking about how often a newspaper will send a reviewer to your show on a free ticket and then not review the show.
That's what
so it's like. You didn't review it. Now it's time to pay me for that fucking ticket.
But wait a minute. Aren't they not doing it because – excuse me.
Yeah. Yes.
You're a critic, right?
I am a critic, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you recognize me?
No. I don't
really?
No, I don't. I have a professional.
You were the front row at my show 2 nights ago?
Yes.
One-man show?
Okay. Look, I have a professional. Now I'm not in my professional guise as a critic, and so I don't – now I see you as just a person, just another person.
It's just some client – I don't even understand what you're saying. But
all right. That
you,
isn't true. I just don't want to discuss my work with you, all right?
But you never
do that? Can I put
the
up a
review,
wall?
How come the review didn't come out? You always do it – oh, that was coming out on Thursdays. This is Saturday.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Let me say that art is difficult, and I appreciate your efforts, and I admire your courage. And I am.
You're saying you gave me a bad review. You're beating around the bush.
Not quite. I'm talking about
my efforts.
I'm struggling to find the words to describe your show to an audience.
That's your whole job.
Yes.
How can you? That's what you do. Find the words to describe a show.
But I've never seen something that has affected me in quite the way.
That sounds positive.
No, it isn't.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for the 5-star review, man. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah.
It's hard to get kids out for a puppet show. Really hard, but this guy's got my back.
Yes.
Didn't even come to the show, just gave me a review.
Oh, I wish
Are you
hadn't
kidding me?
Yeah.
And puppets?
Yeah.
How many humans in that show?
There's one.
Just you?
Yeah, but I'm behind a sheet. And he gave it 5 stars. And now I'm sold out for the rest of the run.
Oh. All right, Braggy. Yeah.
Well, I'm just letting you know. I'm really appreciative.
It is pretty exciting to be sold out for the run. I mean, it's a long run.
You just ran up here, but he came to my show 2 or 3 nights ago.
I did.
Good.
No review at all, bad or good.
Which is why I had to review your show without seeing it. I had to put something in the paper.
Yes, I know. Because silence is death.
Oh.
Wait a minute. This is double fucked up now. Just give me my review right now.
Right now?
Give it to me.
The show was devoid of any real substance. It was unimportant. It was trivial.
Okay.
It was insulting.
You're just saying this because I interrupted your lunch. Come on. You're just saying negative words.
Would you like to know what I think of this lunch? This lunch was delightful. It was filling and flavorful until it was interrupted.
Okay, by you're letting an unwanted your hunger affect my performance, and that's not fair.
In this conversation,
3 days later.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No. At the moment, I am struggling to find the words
to express my
contempt for your show.
What was my show about?
Your show, I believe, was about how much you don't like people like me. Seemed to me to be what the show
stick with was. Puppets, man. He likes puppets.
I in theory, I assume. Was I on the nose? I said it was energetic and lively and yeah, funny, and that there was humor content for adults that, and also for children.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna stick with that.
My show is about pedophilia in the Catholic Church. How is that you?
I feel that your show was just very insulting to people.
Where are you going, man?
Who
you need to pay for your lunch?
I'd have to. No, I don't. I can't pay. I can't pay for the lunch now. You pay for it. You ruined it.
Are you a pedophile? Is that what's going on here?
You know what? That word gets thrown around a lot.
Oh, my God. I knew it.
You know, I mean,
got reviewed by a pedophile show. You probably went to that show wanting to hate it.
Well, listen, young man, if you want to review.
Don't call me young man. Creep.
That's why he loves the puppets.
Pretty old man. You want a review, you're going to get it. And this review is going to finally be the full-throated defense of intergenerational romance that I've been wanting to write. And I'm finally going to put it out there, all of my thoughts on this subject.
I was once on the worst one-man show of the year list at the New City in Chicago. But now, I'm the host of Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. What am I doing here?
There was a list Andy of the worst one-man shows? Like an end-of-the-year list kind of thing?
Chris Jones, remember him?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Do I really deserve this? It seemed mean. Because it's not like I was saying some famous person.
There was probably some personal thing going in there.
It was fucked up, Andy. It was a long one-man show. I'll give him that. I think it was like 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours?
That's a little long.
It was Angels, one man. Angels in America. One-man shows. I learned a lesson there.
Nobody else got roped into the show at all? Just yourself for all that time? That's impressive.
That's my director. My director never showed up. Literally. Oh. Humans, you know how it works. We do some words here. One of those words will inspire us a story, and then we'll do some improv based on that. Turbocat says metal. Alina Maris says canoe. James Clark says kabuki. Kabuki, canoe, or metal make you think of anything. I took many canoe trips as a child. I'm trying to think if I have any canoe stories, though.
I did see a kabuki show at the National Kabuki Theater in Tokyo.
Wow.
That's something
else.
Yeah, that
sounds like the place to see a kabuki show.
That's the spot. Actually, you know, it's funny. This sort of ties into what you were just saying. And just last night, I was talking to somebody about a production of Iceman Cometh.
I remember that. That was in Chicago.
Well, they brought it to New York, and Kevin Spacey was in it, and Paul Giamatti, and Tony Danza, if you want to be impressed. And it was like what, like 3.5 hours long, and I was terrified. And at the end of it, I was like, that was easy to watch a 3.5 hour long play. It was delightful. It could have been so much longer.
What?
And I felt the same way about this kabuki show, which was like 4 hours plus.
Whoa.
Like
what?
It was delightful.
I
thought it could be longer. In fact, there was a like 1/2 hour long scene. Which is simply a wordless scene of a woman making tea. And I was like, this is riveting.
Riveting.
Yeah. I would have enjoyed your 2.5 hour long one man show. I guess.
Maybe it should have been longer.
It should have been longer.
That was the problem.
It turns out I can handle super long entertainment.
But is it because they were at the top of their art form? Like the kabuki people, they don't. Accidentally, they don't stumble into kabuki. Right.
Yeah. You can truly, like, I don't know good kabuki from bad kabuki, really. But because you're told these are the best of the best and you have every reason to believe it, every single movement, you can go like, well, that's very intentional. Something's going on there.
All right.
Okay, folks. A lot of plays. You don't have an usher talk to you in the middle of the play.
Never.
And this isn't some postmodern moment. It's just a chance to give you.
This is part of the show.
It's just a safety precaution because we weren't doing it in the opening weeks.
Okay, I'll play along.
This is your time to stretch out because the next scene is 2 hours. And 15 minutes long. It's what? A silent scene. It's of a woman sipping tea. Spoiler alert. Sipping.
Yeah.
Sipping tea.
Boy, you just gave us the whole thing right there.
Well,
is this a joke? Tell us now if this is a joke, because I have a back problem.
This is not a Q&A. You can write now. You can stretch.
What do you mean it's not a Q&A? I need to know, is this for serious? Because I've had deep vein thrombosis before on a long international flight.
He's on a medical leave.
I'm on a medical leave from everything except seeing plays.
Sir, this was in the contract of your ticket warning you about this scene. I've heard it's a great scene.
Who can read the fine print on the back of the ticket?
It went on and on.
It goes on and on. Okay,
everyone else is stretching. That's good. And
we got to get some stretching
in. This is
not a joke. This is not a joke. This is not a part of the joke of the show.
Water and food, please.
Water and food?
What do you mean?
I have a hamstring issue.
Oh.
Then you might need to leave.
What?
I personally have never had to watch the whole scene because there's a shift change between.
There's a shift change during the middle of the scene?
Yeah.
So you've just been told that it's 2.5 hours of nothing but sipping tea. You yourself have not witnessed it.
I know the first hour and 7 minutes is that.
It's just sipping tea.
Yeah.
Hour and 7 minutes? You cycle on hour and 7 minutes? That's the shift change?
No, we're halfway through a very long play otherwise.
Well, yes, so far it's been delightful, but I...
Okay.
It's been funny.
And welcome back to the show.
Oh, what do we do?
I don't know.
Should we leave? Stay? Oh, it's starting. It's starting.
The woman slowly, very slowly picks up her tea.
Okay.
I don't believe it's just sipping tea for 2 hours.
You can barely tell if it's the teacup is off the table yet, or if it's no, it's definitely off. She's very slowly lifting it to her lips. It
makes me wish I had some tea right now.
Shh, this is great.
Who are you?
Andy Daly.
Oh, the Andy Daly from TV.
Can you not talk to me now?
From
what? From what on TV? This one's from TV. From
what? What he's saying. He's got it on his shirt.
I've never seen it.
It says Andrew Daly from TV.
Yeah, look at that. It does.
This is riveting.
That's weird.
Can you please observe the woman? She's trying to sip her tea.
If you wanted me to observe you, you shouldn't put something on your T-shirt. I read T-shirts. That's my thing. I like to see. It gets me in a lot of trouble with the ladies.
We see the tea is almost to the woman's lips. They've missed a lot of the journey.
Oh, well, I missed all of the... I missed from 3 o'clock to 1 o'clock on the arm movement.
Anything could have happened in there. You know what I mean?
I know.
We're assuming that all she did was slowly lift the cup to her mouth.
Touches her lip for the first time. There's a gasp in the audience. Oh.
Here we go. Here we go. This is something.
They look around. There's people with those opera glasses trying to get a closer look at the lips on them.
I'm telling you, I'm getting invested. I'm getting a little invested because she hasn't taken a sip yet, and I want to see what happens when the...
There's not necessarily anything in the cup yet.
Nothing. Wait, she's sipping an empty cup?
Maybe. Who knows?
We don't know.
All right, that's something to watch.
This is really... This is...
But my hamstring's acting up.
Yeah, it's tough to sit on a bed.
How's that back doing?
Flashlight on these guys' face.
Hey, wow.
Hey, excuse me.
What?
What?
I told you guys maybe you needed to leave if it was going to be too much for you, but we're barely 35 minutes into this.
That's 30.
It went by fast, though. It did go by fast.
It's really nice. Amazing, isn't it?
It is.
It's incredible. She hasn't even taken a sip yet in 35 minutes. What? It's not like we're talking over any dialogue. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay, I guess
you're taking us out of the moment.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
The whole thing is a moment.
Yeah, it's difference it make.
There's no moment to be taken out of. It's going to continue. He's just...
Okay, American.
Oh.
Oh, well, now let's not get, you know, geographical about this.
People don't have anything to say in other countries? Give me a break.
Yeah.
Always dumping on America.
I think you guys are embarrassing yourselves, and you need to either leave or watch... And I got to go pretty soon. It's about my shift change.
Well, it would be rude to leave. I cannot get up and walk out in the middle of a performance. Terribly rude.
We've never done that.
There's a gasp because finally the liquid is starting to move into her mouth from the cup.
Oh. How does she control the flow of liquid? It's amazing.
That is amazing. It can't be real tea. It can't be real tea. It's got to be
like syrup.
It's got to be like a molasses type of something or other that moves.
It's my third time seeing it. It's definitely real.
You've seen this three times.
I've seen this three times. One time I was up in that seat up there, and you get a good angle on it. You can totally
tell. You saw that, what, is it regular tea?
Shh.
Fuck you, asshole.
Yeah, there you go. This guy's seen it three times.
I've seen this three times.
You can talk during it. This guy's the expert.
What is bothering you?
Humans, we got to cut this scene off because we got Rich Fulcher.
Oh,
Well, this is a follow-up to our last episode. Rich Fulcher gave this to Sydney, nice. And I wanted to know whether it was a prank or not.
What's that motor sound?
Yeah.
All right, Humans, we're doing a follow-up. Colin Rich. Hey, man. You hear that in the background, right?
Yay! It's Vulture. Yay! Oh no! Listen, can I say something about this chicken?
Yeah. Did you give
this
that to me as a prank?
Your daughter would like it.
She loves Hey Hey, and Hey Hey's probably my favorite character from that movie. I was delighted by Hey Hey, but she is so scared. Did you hear the screech before you bought it?
I thought it would be soothing.
Soothing.
Soothing?
There's a lot of other options I had.
Yeah?
But I chose the screaming chicken because I thought she would like it.
She has come around on it in the last week. I was telling these guys, because when I got home from the last podcast, and she was like, pretty much like, why did you bring this back in the house? And I turned it on, and I couldn't figure out how to turn it off, and she was like going nuts. So we threw it in a bathroom. I was like, hey, you go in there. And I threw it in a bathroom and closed the door, and that made her laugh. So now the new game is banishing Hey.
See?
Throw her in cabinets. And
she's going to learn to love that doll. You know, I think that it would be good to give to some of the hurricane victims at Harvey.
Oh, that's true. You put it in perspective for me. There's probably some poor kids that their hey was damaged in the flood.
Can you imagine what a damaged hey would sound like?
Demonic.
Okay, Rich, we'll talk to you later, brother.
Okay, man. Hey forever.
Hey. And this is one of the children that had all his toys lost in the flood.
Oh, wow. That's so sad. I can hardly imagine.
All my toys went away.
Yeah.
So, son, we're going to allow you to you get anything in the store.
Oh, anything I want?
Yeah, anything in the store. You can get 3 items. And it's all in the charity.
What's that chicken?
Hey.
I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, from what's that Hawaiian Disney thing?
It's called Moana.
No, yeah. Lilo and Stitch. The chicken is from Lilo and Stitch.
Right? Oh, is it?
I don't know. What is it? What does it say on there?
This one's from Moana.
Moana.
Oh, Moana. I heard that movie is really good. I'd like to see it someday.
Okay, but this particular toy, I'm not here to talk you out of your choices, but this toy, how old are you?
I'm...
Okay, this could be a little scary. How many years again?
I am exactly... years old.
Okay, I missed that, son. But you look mature for your age, whatever that might be. What, one more time?
Years old.
All right. Well, we cut to him bringing it home to his parents.
Mom, Dad, look what I brought home.
Whoa. You got some food?
No.
How about some blankets?
Well, I was at the...
we told you to get towels and groceries. Where are they?
Water, potable water.
these two men picked me up and brought me to a toy store.
Did he bring me the water?
No. Oh. I didn't know what...
Grandmammy, of course he brought the water. I told you, calm down.
He got into a car with two men who was just telling us, and what then, what?
He brought me to a toy store.
Wow. Oh, he said, people are getting shelter at the toy store. That makes sense.
Well, no. The store was open for business, and he just said I could pick a toy. And I picked a toy, and...
What is that?
Well, they asked me how...
Jesus, who the hell is screaming like that? We've got to do something.
No.
Call the Red Cross.
It's my toy.
What?
That's my toy. It comforts me at night.
You brought a panicky screaming toy into our already panicky screaming household.
After everything we've been through,
I thought it would fit right in.
Your grandmother's been screaming all through the night.
Oh, I know. It reminds
with this chicken.
It reminds me of Grandmama.
But she's not dead yet. Why do we remind? Oh, means reminding of what? I think I have gangrene. My ankles are starting to smell.
Oh. Well, that's why I got the chicken.
We needed potable water.
I
medical supplies.
That wasn't offered to me. I was offered children's toys because I was a victim.
Watch this.
No, you're drowning my chicken. Don't drown my chicken. No.
It's chicken. For the best, son. We couldn't take care of that chicken. I know it's just a stuffed chicken, but listen to it. It needs a lot of caretaking.
It's my only toy.
Well, it was high maintenance and had a lot of emotional needs.
We cut to the water supply tent. Next.
Hello. I lost my way earlier, and I'm here for the potable water.
Son, we don't need to hear your stories. Everybody's here for water.
Oh, okay.
We just need your address, how much water you need, and what you need it for.
But before that, hop into my truck.
Oh, okay.
There's a candy shop that's open.
Candy?
Yep.
I lost all my candy.
They're open for business, and I'm taking kids down there, and you pick out whatever you want.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Back to the family. Licorice? Who? No one even likes licorice here.
Black licorice is an underrated candy.
Don't say black in front of your grandmother and get her all riled up.
This is horrible.
They're blacks, I told you. We should have armed ourselves.
He didn't bring back blacks. He didn't bring back blacks. He brought back black licorice. Geez, say that 10 times fast. Now I'll be up half the night trying to get that right. Look what you've done.
Licorice. We all need water, and you got licorice. You can pick out any candy, you say?
Any candy at all. And there was a big stack of black licorice, and I thought, wow, I'll just take one.
There's a big sack because nobody wants it.
Yeah.
Okay, you got one more chance, and I'm going to drown your licorice right here.
Well, all right, at least it won't scream.
We need food. We need canned food. We really need water.
Canned food, potable water.
Yeah.
And blankets.
Yes,
canned
please.
Food, potable water.
I want one of those silver blankets food. I see people with. I'm very envious
silver
of those.
Blankets.
If you're ever going to have one of those silver canned
blankets.
Canned food. You mean the space blankets?
I don't know. Are they from space? But, man, they look great. And, you know, I'm envious of these silver blankets.
So we cut to the boy, and now he has he does indeed have some canned foods and water, and he's just at the blanket place. Oh, you mean the space blankets?
Yes, I need a couple of space blankets, please.
Well, we don't have very many.
I just need a couple.
There happens to be a marathon going on as well.
Really?
Yeah. So the space blankets are also good for that.
And it's just, you know, it's for morale. Marathons bring the city together. So
oh,
we
I
do
see.
Have to. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah?
You give me all your water and those canned goods. I'll let you have one of the space blankets.
A whole one, you think? I don't know. All right, yeah. That's a good deal.
Do it. Here's my canned foods. Here's my waters. Give me one of them sweet blankets. Oh, wait, what's this? I'm sorry. You're that man that has the van.
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
I can't talk to you today.
There's a ball pit.
I told you not to loiter around here.
I'm just picking up boys from my truck.
Wait, what did he say? A ball pit?
There's a ball pit that's open for business.
I haven't jumped in a ball pit in weeks.
Yep. It's not the cleanest, but it's open.
So he just let you have one ball? You didn't even get to jump around in it?
Well, it was under weird circumstances.
Is it a red ball?
But you said you were saying, did you get us the space blanket or not?
I had the space blanket right at my grasp.
Oh, no. That's where the guy came along.
He came along. I gave away all my water, all my canned foods. And I thought this would be an opportunity to get you the space blanket. But then this guy came with the balls, and I had a wonderful time.
I'm starting to think one of us should go out there.
Cut to a wide shot of like 12 adults sitting around. And fade to black. Humans, we all eat. Some of us need to grow up a little bit. Stop ordering in every night. You need to cook your food every once in a while. And I know it can be a pain in the ass, but that's why you have Blue Apron. Blue Apron, champion of all podcasts. And thereby, you're champion. And why not, if you're going to eat, do it through Blue Apron for less than $10 a meal. They deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients. That's the key, the pre-proportioned ingredients right to your door. If I didn't have them pre-proportioned, I wouldn't be into it. But that's what makes it not a pain in the ass. They're completely flexible. If you say, I don't like that certain thing, take it out. Get another option that fits your need. And they got the freshness guarantee, of course, because it's all hermetically sealed and good when it gets to you. You get that pesto chicken. That sauteed shrimp is what I had last night. There was this miso butter salmon 2 weeks ago that I wish I'd had. I could have that every night with lo mein noodles and cucumber and charmed tomatoes. Tonight we're going to have meatball pizza with fresh mozzarella cheese and charmed tomatoes. I don't even know what that means, charmed tomatoes. They just look like tomatoes to me, but they're a charmed tomato. These tomatoes have more charm than I do, humans. I said it first. This is easy stuff to make, fresh, proportioned, and you are helping out Blue Apron, who are champion to all podcasts. BlueApron.com/improv. Yes, first three meals free. You don't deserve it, but they're going to give you three meals free with free shipping. BlueApron.com/improv. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Stop ordering in. Stop getting fast food. That's BlueApron.com/improv. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Let us hear some questions submitted by our listeners.
Humans, let's go to the questions. Chris says, where have you visited where you felt most out of place? That's a good question. Oh. Where have you visited where you felt most out of place? What techniques?
Most out of place.
Well,
high school. Let's see.
That's one that we all have an answer to.
Yeah. Is it? Well, I took a cross-country driving trip one time, and I was able to do it, I don't know, in the middle of the year. It wasn't summertime. So it was just me and retirees, and I remember getting a lot of weird looks at every hotel that I stopped at. I was just by myself driving across the country, and I do remember that there were all these, like, just groups of retired people. Like, what's their story? But I don't know. It wasn't that bad.
I did a drive across country solo as well, from like Minnesota to, where did I end up, Montana? And I was at a hostel. Have you ever been to Europe's hostels?
I have not. No. I avoided that.
They got a wonderful system out there. The States, their systems.
I was in one. What am I talking about? Yes, I did one.
Amsterdam. It was a decent, you know, good traveling people. But in the States, it was a very different kind of hostel. It was almost like this was way before Airbnb. So this was like a guy opened his house to and threw some bunk beds in there. And
what's he get out of it?
$20 a night, I guess. I think he joined the hostel system to make money. I don't know, and meet people. But it was really kind of uncomfortable being there alone and trying to communicate with people. And I end up going with some dude up to Mount Rushmore. We hung out together, but it was the whole, if I think back, it's not like, I don't have flowery language to talk about that trip. It was seedy almost. I remember a tarp at one point, like separating the rooms so yeah, just uncomfortable, but not really.
Hey guys, come on in. You want to duck your head?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that.
And if you don't mind, take off your shoes. Just a little policy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, nice cleanliness.
Actually, that's not it.
Oh, no?
No, because I have several dogs.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's...
Come on in. Can I get you a water?
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
Why? Well, I'm just curious. Why do you want people to take off their shoes?
Oh, maybe we'll get into that later. It's kind of a long story. Mm-hmm. Very interesting, though. Mm-hmm. But very long. I'd hate to make it short.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on in. Would you like some water or some milk?
Yeah, I said water yes to the, great, yeah. The water would be great.
Okay. Would you like some milk?
No, not for me. Thank you.
I'm cutting down on the milk.
Okay. Well, as I said, told you over the phone, yeah. My hostel is free. You don't owe me anything.
Thank you.
You will have to supply your own food.
Yeah.
Okay. And all you will have to give me in exchange is your experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Anecdotes.
Oh, anecdotes. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you want some more?
That's amazing. That's amazing that you do that.
Your story exchange. So that's really
it's just so a story
great.
Exchange.
Nice, so great.
You nice tell me a little bit about yourself.
Mm.
Maybe I'll share something about myself.
Are you an anthropologist? Are you curious about? Other
no,
people's?
Not at all. And I resent them.
Oh,
I think people ought to be studied. They're to be experienced.
I like that. That's very nice philosophy. Sure.
Yeah. Well,
I don't like philosophy either.
Oh, no. I didn't mean to suggest.
Life is to be lived, not to be
experienced.
Written into aphorisms.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure where you're going. How many dogs do you have? It's because it really does a overpowering.
Today there's 14.
14?
Today there's 14. Oh, so you also take in dogs. You're like a kennel type of situation.
No.
No. Oh, okay. There's just a different number of dogs. I don't understand.
He's got a lot of dogs.
Yeah, but today, dogs. He said today there's
four. Oh, yeah, one died yesterday, so there was 15 yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And there will be 13 tomorrow.
Oh, you think one of them is not doing so great?
Or is this like a countdown?
They're all fine.
Okay.
Anyway, let's move into the living room and we can start with your stories. And then you can just enjoy. The town is great. There's a wonderful creek.
Oh.
It runs through the town.
Yeah. Hey, how about that water?
Oh, okay. And the milk, right?
Yeah. Let's have a milk. Let's let him go to the kitchen
it's
for a minute.
It's pasteurized.
Okay. Well,
it might be dog milk.
Why would he have to tell us that it was
pasteurized?
What milk is not pasteurized? I mean, there's the raw milk, but only wild animals drink that, right?
That's what I.
Here you go, a flask of water for you, just chair.
He was back too quick. I had a question for you.
And?
Okay, delicious. A flask of water?
A flask of water you can share. And two glasses of pasteurized milk.
How often do people stay here? Have you had a lot of people here?
How often do they stay here?
I'm just curious if a lot of people have taken you up on this offer before.
Yeah, what's the turnover?
I've had thousands of people here.
Oh, okay, all right.
I don't. Yeah. Count them like some kind of serial killer. A lot of people think I might be a creep or something by not charging money and bringing young people into my house. But really, it's only a sharing of stories.
Well, I mean, it was...
Shall we begin?
Well, yeah.
Sure.
Who would like to go first?
We could tell, we came through Memphis and we went to Graceland. And so on the way here, we were thinking.
I do not accept shared stories.
What? Oh. What? Oh, you want an individual story? Because we're on the road together. So we on the way here, we were thinking about stories from our travels we could tell you.
Okay, then I'll need two shared stories.
Two shared stories. All right.
Because you can't both get away with sharing just one story. Unless just one of you wants to live in my house tonight.
We're not, just to be clear, we're not living in the house. We're just going to sleep here tonight.
Yeah, we're just.
Yes.
That's an uncomfortable laugh right there. That's an uncomfortable.
That's a lot of warning signs.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're on a budget.
You don't mind if I use my stopwatch?
In what way?
I'll be timing the story.
Oh, all right. Is there, hold on. I'm fine if you use it. What constitutes a story for you, length or depth?
Both, really. But I hate people try to get away with one of those 30 to 45 second stories.
Oh, that's pretty much what I was.
On the way from Memphis, we saw a tornado and we had to pull over the side of the road and we saw a cow or I don't know.
No, that's a horrible story. No, we've got better stories than that.
Yes, I need to have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
We drove into Memphis.
Okay.
We stopped in at Graceland.
Yes, that, yeah.
And then we left.
Yeah, it was wild.
There you go.
To be there was like, wow, this is Elvis's house.
Yeah, Elvis.
I am not kidding. Do not dither around with me. Just say I visited the Grand Canyon, I saw the Eiffel Tower, that is not a story. I need a life experience, or shall we make one?
Wow. Hey, these doors are locked here.
No, really?
Yeah.
The door's locked?
I'm trying to jiggle this handle.
Why are our shoes off? Hey, why are our shoes off?
Where are our shoes?
Maybe we'll get into that later. I'll reset the stopwatch. And story begins. The
floor is very sticky.
Yeah, it is.
It's very sticky. I feel like one of those rat traps, you know? When they run.
Story.
All right, a story. Okay. We'll tell them the puppet story.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a puppet show advertised in the local paper when we
Great reviews.
This sounds good so far.
We were just passing through New Mexico, and we just thought, let's go, spend an hour because it was about to start at a puppet show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then we went in there and got our concessions. I think you got the milk duds, and I got some raisinettes.
Yeah,
I like this. Lots of details.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm really starting to know you, so I care about what happens.
And again, this got a rave review from a really legit reviewer.
Rave reviews.
Puppet show.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
The show started, and we were opening our boxes. I know theater faux pas to open the boxes during the performance.
Yeah.
But we had been otherwise engaged and did not.
We just didn't think of it.
We didn't think of it.
And there was no announcement, open your wrappers now or anything like that.
Yes.
Okay, all right, good.
We were accosted by one of the other patrons.
Mm-hmm.
Told us to shut up or get out.
Yeah.
We decided to get out.
Yeah, and so we just took,
15 seconds.
Oh, that's. We had to, choose between seeing the show and eating our snacks.
And so we
chose the snacks because we had bought
seven
these.
Seven.
We ate all the snacks and
six.
Threw the containers away in the garbage can.
Five, four, and
I saved mine,
three.
For the drive,
two,
part of the drive.
One. Was that the end of your story?
Well, we tagged it off with a Yelp review.
Humans, you all know that I'm a classic man, but I'm also a casual man. That's why I want a t-shirt, but it has to be a nice t-shirt. I'm out auditioning. I'm out pitching shows. I can't look like a schlub. Unless, of course, the role calls me to be a schlub. But Woven, W-O-H-V-E-N, Woven has changed the way we buy t-shirts and men around the country like myself, classic men. We get the Woven Monthly Men's T-Shirt subscription. You get premium quality blank or graphic tees starting at $11. Humans, they got that nice mix of polyester and ring spun cotton blend. That stuff that you feel the t-shirt, you're like, okay, this t-shirt's not going to be oppressive. This feels good against my pleasurable skin. Plus, the design's created with simplicity in mind. They're not all, sometimes they're just too much. You know what I'm saying? A lot of styles these days is too much going on. Not here. Not Woven. These artists are classy. Like me, the classic man. So if you decide to get a graphic tee, the artist. They'll let you know. You can go to the website, find out about that. They have this packaging with your shirts, let you know. Check out all their past designs right now. Woven.com. W-O-H-V-E-N.com. Our listeners get 25% their first month if you use the code IMPROV. You know the word here, improv, I-M-P-R-O-V, at checkout. You get 25% off your first month. You don't deserve that once again, but they're giving it to you for some reason, W-O-H-V-E-N.com. Don't forget to use the code IMPROV at checkout. 25% off, humans. Your first month, 25% off. That's a lot for a human.
Man on the Street interview.
Dalton, what do we have to report? Are you doing anything on assignment I forgot about? Do we have any videos you want to tell me about? Information you looked up?
There's an interview as well.
You got an interview?
Yeah, there's an interview.
Holy shit.
There's an interview.
Who'd you interview?
A very old man.
Okay, where?
At the Sherman Oaks Galleria.
Don't, you sound tired. Are you okay? Does he sound tired, Brett?
Yeah, it sounds like you're not proud of this interview.
How do you feel about this interview?
It took me a really long time to get. That's about as much as I can say for it, I think.
Okay. A lot of effort. Not a lot of...
Okay.
What's your approach to finding interview subjects?
I ask people if they want to be interviewed. Most people say no.
Random people you confront on the street?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure.
Out of context? Would you like to be interviewed for what?
Sometimes it's improv podcast. Sometimes if I'm not feeling confident, I don't say that.
Okay.
Just a radio show or a podcast or a comedy show. And usually old people are more receptive.
Yeah. They always say, how long is it going to take, right? And what's your answer to that?
Usually I wouldn't... not long at all. Sometimes they say, this guy said that normally he wouldn't do this, but then he asked me if I was in the business, and then he said, I'll do it for you.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice.
Like a favor.
That's all nice.
Mm-hmm. Don seems like a charming young man, right?
Sure.
Yeah, he looks like it. Yeah. My guess would be he's desperate to get this done. He's a young man in need. I'd probably give you 10 minutes.
You would, Andy Daly?
Yeah, well, it depends on what I'm doing, I guess. But okay. I have done that. I once was interviewed by a news crew just because she had put herself someplace where nobody was going to come along, and I just happened to be walking my dog. And she asked if I could be interviewed. I was like, okay, because you're screwed. And then they put the wrong name under me, and they aired it. So I ended up feeling ripped off.
All right, let's hear this, Brett.
Proudest accomplishment?
Oh gosh.
Or one of them?
Well, I have several very, very proud accomplishments. Some that would even seem like I'm boasting if I were to tell you about.
Boast away.
I'll skip those. But I've been married for 47 years. That's an accomplishment if you know
anything. Amen, brother.
Amen. That's right.
You know, I'm 72 years old, and I feel good about being 72 because it's amazing what they give seniors. Just, you know, people want to let you ride the bus for almost nothing. They let you in the movie for less. Sometimes they'll even feed you for less money. But I'm glad to be aging and feel pretty good about my health and my future.
Can you boast a little bit?
You know how to boast. He went right for the heart.
That's a smart political answer, right? That his proudest accomplishment is his marriage.
That's a good one. Was his wife nearby?
No.
Oh, look at that.
You could take that different ways, like,
yeah, right.
If anybody knows,
47 years,
I've been climbing up this hill.
In a fucking slog. Worse than anything I did in the war. Worse than anything I got these medals for.
At least the war, I could kill my enemy.
Okay, gentlemen, this is, we are talking about the war, though, for this interview, so let's just keep it away from these wife insults, okay? So when you stormed the beach on that fateful day, what was going through your mind as you came off the boats?
Well, I remember, you know, they were hitting us with a lot of machine gun fire and mortar shells and all that stuff.
And yeah, left and right, surrounded.
I thought, this is almost as bad as coming home half drunk on a Saturday night to my fucking wife. All the goddamn questions. Where have you been? Why do you smell like perfume? And what?
questions.
So you lost a lot of your buddies that day, right?
Not as many as I lost the day I got fucking married.
That's right.
Don't see those guys anymore.
It's the first time I've seen Bill here since, 53?
Been a long time.
We got married and we live in the same town.
Yep. I walked down the aisle saying, goodbye. You're not going to see those guys anymore. That's it.
Do you remember any of those guys who died that day, any of their stories that you'd like to share so their memories won't be lost?
Well, there's a few of them that was...
there was some somber moments.
Yeah, a few of them that was single, and it was sad to see the single guys go because they've got so much fun to get back to, you know?
Yeah, you're looking... Yeah, they were so all excited, you know? Dreams in their eyes,
yeah,
you know?
I kept saying, you know, married guys up front, they got nothing to lose. You know, I was saying that on our way off the transport, but you can't enforce it.
Yeah.
And to see the single guys go down.
So. Yeah, it was sad watching them go down. And one guy gave me a pendant to bring to his love back home.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, well. I couldn't deliver it. You know why?
Why is that?
My wife said, "Where are you going?" Well, I put that in a box and that's I left it there it. So she never knew.
That's just it. I've got to go find a woman to give this, or one of my buddies, a word, and she says, "Forget it. Go out and get some milk."
Yeah, she wanted me. I said, "I'm going to go see another woman." She said, "You're not going anywhere."
You'll forget
Came
it.
Back to the war.
Couldn't lock that door fast enough.
Yep, yep.
Click, click, click.
That's how they do.
Yep.
Yeah. You two are most known for the time that you had to spend in the POW camp. And the kind of torture you went through.
Yeah.
Is that anything, any memories you'd like to share about that?
Well, we call it Shangri-La because when I came home, my wife showed me what a casserole was. And it, oh, boy.
I look back on that as the time of great freedom in my life when I could, you know, they'd let me walk from one end of the yard to the other without saying, "Where the hell are you going?"
Yeah, that's right. That was called freedom.
It was freedom, I'll tell
we
you.
We might have been a prisoner of war, but we were free from our wives, so it was a different thing.
Rather be a prisoner of war than a prisoner of marriage. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, and the food was better, wasn't it?
It would.
Crap on YouTube.
Dalton, what do we got on the YouTube front? Anything exciting?
Yeah, we got a few new videos. Right?
Yeah. Are you bummed out, Dalton? Are you bummed that we're looking for new interns?
No, I'm excited.
How do you read this, Brett?
It's hard to read. It's very neutral right now.
Yeah, he's very stoic.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Are you going to be like boss of the interns?
He tried to hire an intern without asking me, a new one. Oh. That was a little weird.
You must be taxed, right? You got a lot going on. Get the man an intern, will you?
Yeah.
Come on.
But we had one intern, Alan. He just went to New York City, so there's an opening for a new one. We usually have two guys in here looking up information.
Yeah. I heard that Alan had Scott on his own podcast as a guest.
What?
Yeah. Did you know about that?
Yeah, he did. It was pretty awesome.
Was Alan a intern for Scott's podcast as well?
No.
What the fuck?
He was secretly running his own podcast.
Yeah, Alan and had Scott his on. Own podcast on comedy writing is what it's called, and he had Scott Aukerman on.
Oh, because I don't know shit about comedy writing. I just know about comedy improvising, I guess. You know, you can write this shit down, folks. Was Alan only an intern on my show?
Yeah.
And what shows are you an intern on?
Just this one, but I do a lot of work for Earwolf. Otherwise.
You do? Those motherfuckers. Okay, we'll talk about that later. They always take mine, don't they, Brett?
Yeah.
What am I? Headhunter? Look, YouTube we got lined up here.
Crazy woman harassing service dog and man in wheelchair at Walmart.
How many YouTube videos, the first Walmart. Two words are crazy woman or crazy man?
It all made sense with at Walmart.
At Walmart.
All right, let's see this.
Ooh. Very cinematic.
It's like a hidden camera. What is this? What kind of camera is it? GoPro?
What's that? What are we looking at? Do we think that's his hat?
We're looking at a GoPro of some woman.
Please don't touch. Please don't talk to him. He's a service dog. And you're distracting when you're talking to him. Sorry. Thank you.
So a woman's going to pet this guy's service dog.
She's just staring at the dog, it looks like.
Fuck you.
What
Eat
the
shit and die, bitch.
What Come the on. Fuck?
Poor bitch.
Oh, my God. Oh. I didn't hear what?
She said, I got two legs to walk on.
Oh.
Well, if we don't fit on the cart. That's all right. I understand.
I don't know what I think of that. He was rude, too.
He was rude right off the bat. Like, yeah. Like, he's fucking had enough of people talking to his dog. His
service dog. Get away, you're disturbing it from its job.
So he's in a wheelchair with a service dog and a GoPro on his hat, filming?
He's instigating.
He's looking for trouble?
He's looking for a scene. He's trying to make a scene.
Yeah.
Right? You don't start with, fuck you. Right out of the gate, if you don't want to.
Yeah, why? You know, was that a whole thing fake? Like, why are you filming? It's a lot of questions there.
And then he ran.
But I think the fact that he was so quick to get to anger.
Can I pet your dog? Fuck you, bitch.
But it was weird.
And then we're on her side, and then she says, at least I have two legs.
Yeah, then she says, I have two legs. And she was a little weird standing there staring at him after he said, please don't touch my dog.
Maybe she's wondering alone. Why there's a fucking GoPro on his head and what the hell's going on there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Walmart. That's when things happen.
Stay away from people with GoPros on their head.
Yeah, they're looking. They're looking for an incident. Right?
They're waiting for you to get mad at them.
They're looking for a lawsuit right to happen.
It was not inappropriate to say I don't like your attitude. I mean, well, it was not inappropriate to think that, but I might have just said, "Well, this is a lunatic. I think I'll take myself to a different aisle."
It was like ping pong. First off, everyone knows you don't pet service animals.
Sure. Yeah.
know that.
It's hard. It's hard, though, because some of them are all so cute.
So cute.
And if they're not wearing a jacket.
But then there's the, why is he wearing a GoPro? Why does he have the service dog with the wheelchair? I mean, there might be a reason. I can't think of it offhand, though. It was like a German Shepherd, by the way, folks.
I have come to a place of being rather suspicious of service animals.
Oh, yeah. I heard Shirley MacLaine herself in front of me on an airplane explaining to the person next to her how her service animal is bullshit. Just got a red vest for him.
She was saying that? She was outright admitting it?
Yeah.
Oh, he ain't no service animal.
Oh, yeah. It was like one of those little... Chihuahua Terrier.
Yeah, they don't train those to be service dogs.
I mean, the reality is...
I think some people say it's fucking blood pressure. Like, I literally pet calming, the dog like a, for that. I think that's what she was saying.
What is that called?
Saying.
A comfort dog? Or,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yes, maybe.
They're always at the... people. A lot of dogs at the farmer's market, even though I think they throw in a little service thing to get them into the farmer's market. I don't know why that's necessary.
But when that fascinating, you're like, she shouldn't do that. Hey, he shouldn't talk to her that way. Whoa, she should say that. Yeah. Hey, that wasn't necessary. They were like both awful people. Okay.
The summary is like, these people are horrible. It's like,
typical day at Walmart. Typical day.
We call that Tuesday at Walmart.
Walmart's like, leave us out of this description. We didn't have anything to do with this.
Hey. That's the video that's called Crazy Woman. What's the name of that video?
Yeah, because he posted it.
Oh, he posted it.
We've had that several times on this show where the person posting it has a skewed point of view.
Fuck you, bitch.
Crazy lady next door, and the lady's being completely reasonable. Get your pit bulls out of my yard. All right, guys. We're all neighbors here. Let's just talk out. You guys are always yelling at each other.
I'm going to film this just so you know.
Okay.
But now, that's one thing you need to know. The camera is always on.
Camera's on. We are rolling.
Okay. I'm the mediator here. Hey, so back get it out of
off.
My face.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Don't touch my camera.
Listen, the camera has a bad impact on every one of these conversations. I'll tell you that right now. That's part of the problem right now. If you turn off the camera.
Well, then I wouldn't be getting this, would I? I wouldn't be getting this. The truth.
It's almost like you're using like a sword. You get into people's faces like a lance or something. Okay.
Like this?
Hey.
Like this?
Hey, you just touched me on the nose.
I didn't touch you. You touched the camera.
You literally touched my nose. See?
And we'll have to review the film.
You're going to want to clean your lens, too, on top of everything else. Yeah. Touch a guy on the nose.
You say I got a greasy nose?
Everyone has a naturally greasy nose. It's how the skin works.
And this is high def, so we can see.
Where did this start?
What, this current conflict started?
It must have started at something. You guys share a fence. What happened?
Yeah, we share a fence. You know what makes a good neighbor? A good fence.
Yeah. Well, it started. He puts in the goddamn outdoor sound system and starts playing movies with curse words in them.
Well, he puts up, he gives his kid a jungle gym. They could see right over the fence. They're watching
when
the movie.
When they climb up top of the jungle gym, they could see over the fence. Build a higher fence.
How high does a fence I got to do? This isn't Mexico.
To be fair, I saw that they fashioned some seats to put on top of your jungle gym. But to be fair to him, the curse words on movies that are being played to the whole yard.
I like watching aggressive, volumed porn and violence.
Porn even?
Well, it's a specific subset of porn, aggressive volume porn.
Yes.
And it overrides the volume on your sound system, from what I understand.
That's what it does. And so it peaks at certain moments. Look, it's my preference. I can watch whatever I want in my backyard.
Okay, what if we just – it sounds like we just need a thicker fence that's a little taller. It won't both be – happy,
it's
right?
Like a thicker fence is going to kill the sound from that ridiculous sound system.
It's a really good sound system.
Can't you just watch your aggressive volume porn inside?
Yeah, can't you watch your aggressive volume porn inside the house?
Oh, sure. That'd be easy if I take my freedoms and bring them inside, right? Why don't you keep your kids inside and put them in the basement? Why don't you keep them in the basement and feed them gruel all the time? That's what we're doing? Taking
you
our freedoms away?
You have several jungle gyms. All right up against the fence.
I am a jungle gym salesman. That is my job. And I currently don't have a place to keep the jungle gyms that I'm trying to sell.
You don't got a warehouse to put you?
No, I don't have a warehouse right now.
Well, maybe you got more supply than demand. Okay?
For the moment.
Take some of those apart, maybe.
This is my showroom out here. It's my jungle gym showroom.
Okay, but this isn't legally a place you can run a business. So Bobby's got a good point here.
I do. You hear that?
You also can't broadcast porn sounds of any kind to a neighborhood.
No, I'm not broadcasting
common
it.
Common decency.
I'm not broadcasting it to the neighborhood. I'm broadcasting it to me. The neighborhood's all eavesdropping.
I got an idea and I can solve all this. What's your name again, mediator man?
Tom Sampson. I've lived down the street for years.
Mow your lawn, by the way. Mow your lawn.
Yeah. I get your mail sometimes.
Speaking of jungle gyms.
I just throw it out. I didn't know your name. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to move all my jungle gyms to your backyard as well as his goddamn sound system. What? We'll put them in your yard.
They're going to your yard? Oh, you want to watch aggressively loud porn with
that
me?
That way neither of us will be bothered by it at all. This is a good solution. You're the mediator.
That's right.
This is not a meeting in the middle.
No, meeting. I'm down the block, not in the middle. That's the problem.
That's even better because
I've got three young children.
Well, then they'll play on that jungle gym.
They'll love the jungle gym. They're not going to like the porn as much, but it's a give and take.
They got to learn somehow.
Yep.
Can we address the issue both your wives have left you?
Well.
Did you guys even think about that? You've let this.
Yeah, I haven't seen your kids around either. Did she take the kids?
They spend a lot of time at their mother's house. Well, that is true. Wherever that is, she won't tell me.
Well, at least
the court won't make her.
At least your wife let you touch her. Look, she left because I had to let her go. I needed more room.
Did you fire her? Is that what it sounds like? Sounds like you fired her.
We had an agreement. We broke the contract. We had not exactly a prenup, but it was more like a, you know, contract agreement.
Yep.
She was an independent contractor when I married her.
And all of a sudden, the mediator isn't there anymore, and both the guys are up on the jungle gym watching the aggressive volume porn over the fence.
See?
Yep.
Isn't that bad?
And then she tells me, you know, I cooked this meal. I should be able to have some of it. I thought, it's unreasonable.
You mean she wanted some of her food?
That's what she said.
These women.
This conversation continues as they're in line at the recruiting station at the Marines.
Come on. Let's do what we got to do.
It's time.
There's only one way to escape this hell that we live in.
Your one-word suggestion from Twitter.
What is one moment of your childhood you want to relive? Asked Justin Wiern. That's a pretty good one. Hmm. One moment. So it's a moment. So I guess it was a love or heroic sports moment. Mm. Really great moment with your family. What would that be?
Puts a lot of weight on a moment.
Are we going to pick a moment that you can change somehow, or is it implied that the moment doesn't change?
Yeah, you're reliving it.
Yeah, you're reliving it.
Relive it. Well, I'll tell you. I'll say this. How about this? Mm-hmm. This isn't going to bode well, but maybe it does. It's not even a big moment, but there was. When I was growing up, there was a farmhouse across the street, across the main street. And we had a subdivision, and there was still farms in our area. And as we were teenagers, we would go hunting for stuff out there and all that. And the moment that you – and this is something that is lost to generations now, I believe. Mm. But there is a moment when you, a 12 or 13-year-old boy – stumble on
a dead body.
Not a dead body.
All right.
Better.
Porn magazine.
Oh.
A Playboy sitting out in the middle of the thing.
Somebody's porn, but this is just one magazine.
One magazine. But what I'm, the moment isn't finding the porn. The moment is that innocence before you find that porn. Because once you do that, you're awoken to a whole new. Yeah. World, right? So there's that moment right before when you're just out there looking for frogs and and toads and stuff like that. and then you go, hey, what's over there? And then everyone cracks the magazine and you're all silent for a long time. And the innocence is drained from your body.
Innocence, and now you aren't interested in fucking frogs after that.
No more fucking frogs. Hey guys, come here.
What? You find a lizard?
Better than a lizard.
Oh, a toad.
You wish.
A turtle.
Oh, turtles? No
this
one needs
time
turtles.
Of year, that's crazy.
That would be crazy. Is that what it is?
It is not. No
red
turtles, though.
Dragonfly.
It's better than that?
It is better.
Gotta be a dead raccoon.
Two dragonflies.
Two dragonflies?
No dragonflies, no dead raccoons.
I found a dead raccoon once. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that was great.
It is pretty cool.
We tried to make the tail into a hat.
Yeah, you poke it with a stick, right? They're all bloated up. That's fun.
Yeah.
This is better than that.
What?
Oh, my God. A yogurt container filled with maggots?
Ooh!
That would be like Christmas. However, there are no yogurt contents.
I know what it is. I know what it is. If it's better than all that stuff, you found some firecrackers that might be dry enough to shoot off.
Oh, my God.
Is that what it is?
Well, if I look back in my days, I might go, that would be a real good one.
It can't be. It does not get better.
Found an M80?
Not an M80. This is going to blow your mind, but it's not going to blow off your fingers.
I can't imagine what. I think you're screwing with us.
Come on over.
You just.
No. Tank? Is it a
what
tank?
What could it be? A tank. Come on, don't be crazy.
I'm just trying to think what could be better than a firecracker. Maybe a tank.
A bazooka would be more realistic. That's still crazy.
That is crazy.
I want you to look at this deck of playing cards that I found out in the woods.
A Star Wars deck?
I'm just going to spread them out right here. Face. What's the matter with you?
They don't have clothes on.
No, the cards do not have clothes
on. Are they all like that?
All of them. Let me spread them out even wider. Yeah. Oh. You look at them.
You can see their pee holes on some of them.
Well, take a look at the Queen of Clubs. Somebody
is
left.
Is that a lizard eating her belly button?
No, it might be the tattoo. Look, the thing is, I found these cards. There's only 9 of them.
Oh.
So it's not a full deck. We can't
play go fish with them.
We can play with them any way we want. but we have to find the other cars.
I don't like the way you just talk. I've never heard that inflection before.
Yeah, it's weird.
You went, we can play with them, and that you never talked like that before.
Doesn't you guys all have older brothers? Haven't he told you anything?
Well, they told me frogs are good for gigging catfish.
They told you frogs are good for gigging catfish.
My brother told me it's a myth that you can hurt yourself with firecrackers.
My brother told me.
I already don't like this. There's that inflection again.
Come closer. Gather around.
I'm pretty close already.
Is this close enough?
My brother told me that when girls look at you,
girls,
they get pregnant. So we just made all these playing cards pregnant. Because we're going to be daddies. So everyone pick your favorite card.
I don't like this at all. I don't like this at all.
It's time to
be. This is messed up. We should burn these cards.
Burn these cards.
Pretend we never saw them. Yeah. Just go get some toads like we talked about.
We ain't ever getting toads again. Toads are dead to us. We got to carry around these cards in our pocket.
Oh, my pee-pee's getting broken. Something's wrong with my pee-pee.
Huh?
It's getting broken.
It's getting broken?
Yeah, it's no longer pliable.
Huh. My brother didn't tell me nothing about that.
We cut to outside his brother's room. Are you sure he's not going to be mad?
No.
Maybe we should just go to the emergency room.
No, no, he's good with these things. Tim? Tim, are you in there?
What do you want?
He's mad already.
What do you want?
Tim, I got my friends out here. We got a problem.
Your stupid friends?
It's a real big problem. I'm going to slide a card underneath your door. Here.
What? Oh, shit. Holy fucking shit.
Oh, man. He's mad. What's going on?
No, that's not his mad fucking shit. That's a different fucking
shit. Get in here. Take off your shoes.
What?
Why we got to
just do it. He just do it. He's got...
Well, maybe we'll get to that later.
It's a long story. You don't want to... Get in there. Take the shoes.
Take off your shoes.
Tim, we got a problem.
Where'd you fucking find this card?
Out at the farmhouse.
Out at the farmhouse? Holy fuck.
There's eight more. Show them all of them.
Here's the
queen. Let's keep nothing from them.
Here's the king. Here's the two of clubs, which is surprising.
Yeah.
There's a four. Four spades.
And the queen of clubs, and that ain't no lizard.
You guys looked at these cards?
Looked them real hard.
Yeah, and speaking of hard, something's wrong with my pee-pee. Do we need to go see a doctor?
No, I think you're okay. But your real problem is that these girls are all pregnant.
I knew it! We're gonna be daddies.
You guys, you fucked up. You're not supposed to look at girls without their clothes on.
Well, how can we make it go backwards?
You can't make it go backwards. You guys are there. You guys are fathers now. You're fucked up.
Oh, no.
What am I gonna do with this? Pulls out his little hard penis. And this is suddenly on a screen, and we see that that critic from the first scene watching it.
Yes, yes. Excellent.
Pizza. Oh,
yeah, just a moment. Just a moment. Oh, crap out.
Pizza.
Just a moment. Just a moment. Hello?
Sorry I'm late.
Yes, it's so late that I entirely forgot that I had ordered pizza.
You want me to come in and put it on the table?
Just don't bring it all the way to the table. Just put it here on the piano bench.
Oh, what do you got frozen there on the TV?
I wasn't able to stop it. Don't look at the TV. Just put the pizza here. Let me give you... I have a change purse. It will take some time to count out the change. What are you doing?
You're not going to give me a tip?
I am trying to get rid of a lot of coins. I'm not going to go down to the goddamn coin star and let them take 5% of my coins.
Later with some other delivery guys. And not only did he... He considered like a couple of nickels.
What?
A tip. Not only the fucking
nickels.
I think he was looking at some kind of fucking child porn or something.
Let's go burn down his house. Right? That's what we're supposed to do.
Should we call the cops?
We got to take the law into our own hands
here.
It takes
too long for the cops to take care of that shit.
Yeah, man.
We're going to burn down his house.
Hey, and we got the perfect alibi. We're delivering pizzas, so we're in the neighborhood because we're delivering pizzas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't know nothing about the house burning down.
Oh, that's perfect. That gives us a perfect reason to be there.
And when he tries to run away, we'll shoot him in the face.
All we got to do is get him to order another pizza.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. How we do that?
We got to call him with some kind of deal that he can't turn down.
That's a great idea. Great idea. All right. We'll give him two pepperonis for what? $5.99. We could get overhead.
So normally,
we're going to lose some money.
$11.59.
So, okay. Well, why don't we?
So, a good deal would be like
half of that? $8.55 for two pepperoni pizzas?
$8.55 for two pepperoni pizzas. I don't think we can get manager approval on that. We're going to have to override.
And we're going to have to override. All right. Let's do it. All right.
Okay, let's do it. We cut to them on a the last phone booth left in the city. It's like right outside the guy's place. Okay, you try.
Doot, deep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep.
What, why are you, who is this, hello?
Sorry. Hey.
I was in the middle of something.
Hey, I'm sorry to startle you.
What's wrong with my pee-pee? Is it broken?
Damn it, I can't see them. I can't.
Turn the volume.
It doesn't respond.
Hey, this is Charlie from the Pizza Slam. And
Pizza Slam, yes.
You just ordered pizza from there?
Yes, I did.
Well, you're our 50th customer, so you get a double discount detail.
The 50th customer?
Of the night. Yeah, we never get to 5-0.
That's we have a contest every night.
Right. Or he's going to be dead after this. Dead man tell no tales.
What are you talking about?
We got a special deal for you. Two pepperoni pizzas for $8.55.
I've just eaten a pizza, as you well know.
Did you eat the whole thing?
Well, not the entire thing. I'm saving some for lunch tomorrow.
7:30.
So we're going to save it for, is that the price?
$7.30.
$7.30.
$7.30 for what?
For two pepperoni pizzas. Double meat.
Well, that would last me the entire week. Hang on, let me count my change in my change purse and see if I have $7.30.
You know what? We'll drop it down to $6.
$6?
Are you crazy? It's $5 for a pizza?
Free.
That sounds insane.
The pizzas are free. All you got to do is open the door when we come and bring them to you.
What's the catch?
The catch is we're going to... Oh. There's no catch. Oh, you almost got me. Almost got me.
All right. Well, even though you started to tell me what the catch was, you did follow it up by saying there is no catch.
Okay. We cut to the door, and now he's demanded for them to slide the pizza underneath. We'll have to take it out of the box. Can't you just open the door?
No, I'm very suspicious of you and your free pizzas. Plus, I can't seem to pause this excessively volumed video that I'm watching. It just won't pause.
On YouTube.
Do you guys want another question, another video, or some more words?
I mean, the videos are fun.
Let's watch another video. Dalton, you got anything? Another happy story?
We could do that Jim Baker thing we're talking about.
Okay. Too. You want to set this up?
Woo-wee!
Andy Daly?
Oh, yeah. I found this on Twitter. I don't know if I found it. Whatever. It was in my Twitter feed.
It found you.
It found me. This video of Jim Baker, who, you know, some of us are old enough to remember, is a con man who went to actual jail for defrauding his parishioners.
Was he also an adulterer?
No, I think that was Jimmy Swaggart. Oh. You don't cheat on Tammy Faye.
No.
I don't believe anybody ever cheated on Tammy Faye Baker. But he got out of jail. He looks better than ever now, by the way. He's got his look together. Got a nice white beard. But nonetheless, he hosts a religious-themed show in Branson. They don't specifically say, but I think he must be hosting it out of the day room of a mental hospital. And it's His sponsors are frequently like emergency survival food.
I've heard one of those ads.
The buckets.
The buckets. He has live commercials sometimes. And so he brought on, in this episode, he brought on a guy who runs an emergency food company and is a frequent guest on the program. And this is how he advertised his products on this particular day.
Oh, my goodness. Kevin, I love this song. I want to get his. What encouraged you to write this song? I love it when you get inspired.
I came up with the idea with all the products, and I love the song "My Girl." Actually, I got to give a shout out to our bass player Mark Broder, who also wrote "Calvary Hill" from Blueberry.
Yeah,
Mark actually helped me with the line, line or two here. So Mark and I put this together for today.
I would never recognize Jim Baker.
Call right now and let's get some Sawbuck into your system. It doesn't lower your cholesterol on the shelf.
Tammy Faye dead?
She did that. Start using it every day. Every day.
What am I using
Come
every
on,
day?
People.
Sawbuck?
And get the junk, de-junk your house. Are you hearing me at all? Oh, yeah.
And get up and dance a little.
Wow.
Get up and dance summertime. A little?
I've got burgers made of beans. They're never fried. Sawba chips and salsa.
Salba.
To keep me warm way deep inside.
Salba chips.
How are six bags going to help me keep alive?
I guess
12 jars.
You'd say, Jim and Lori, help me be prepared today for end time.
End times. Those guys couldn't join in.
End time.
End times.
Oh, I've got powdered food for a storm.
He looks like he does short form improv.
Blueberries, that shirt. Strawberries, filtered water from Seychelles to take the poisons away.
Oh.
Seychelles. I like that too much.
Oh, yeah. What? He's complimenting his own lyrics?
Uh-huh. Those are the bass players.
Jim and Lori. Help me be prepared today for end times.
End times.
All these
end He's slapping times. His own bit.
End times.
Bravo.
Nailed the high notes.
Jim Baker looks so different. He has on a crazy circus hat.
He's like a lead singer for like Spin Doctors or something.
totally changed his branding.
Yeah. He looks
Bransoning.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, he's healthy. He's probably not eating those Salba chips. What is Salba?
Is that the brand name? I don't know.
I think it's a material.
Oh.
Salba chia. I think it's like chia.
Chia.
Well, that is either.
It's a long chia's lasting.
Chia is a little seed. I know that. It's like a protein seed.
Sounds way too healthy for it. End times.
End times.
So we're at end times, but I only get six bags and 12 jars.
You're not going to stick around long.
End times is forever. I want to be raptured? I don't want to survive end times.
Right. Who wants to survive? Who wants to live during end times?
Well, maybe the theory is that it's going to be kind of a rolling disaster. You know, end times, it is a process.
First we lose
like a 40-day flood.
Maybe. Right.
The food supplies dwindle.
Yeah, but that does seem counterintuitive to tie survival emergency food to the true biblical apocalypse. Seems a little bit like, what am I doing here?
From what I've read, basement? You don't have a chance.
You float up if you're good, and if you're bad, there's hell on earth, right?
Which is Salba chips.
Yeah. Right.
If you don't get raptured, you're destined to eat powdered food. And oddly enough, that guy in the video, big guy.
He is large. That's true.
Which I always, when anyone selling health products that's that big.
You kind of wonder.
Well, it's, I don't know is he using his own product? Is it working? If you are, it's not.
Why work out if you think end times are around the corner?
Why do anything if end times are around the corner? Except for watch Jim Baker's show. For the entertainment.
Okay. So the three of us, that's who's left in our support group.
Yeah.
But we've all kind of let end times. I think I'm going to start wiping my ass again if end times doesn't come pretty soon. I know I said end times is coming. I'm not going to wipe my ass anymore.
I know.
Why? Why do it? Who cares?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right.
But now I got hemorrhoids. People are starting to say, what smells like shit?
No.
I don't know if End Times is coming.
Can I tell you what's really happening? Is you are losing faith. That's what's happening.
Tell them.
Hemorrhoids, that's nothing. People asking, why does everything smell so bad? Those people don't get it. They don't have faith.
They're literally not saying it smells so bad. They're saying something in here smells like shit. And I'm a man of God. I'm always honest. And I say, that's me.
Good.
Because when I shit, I don't wipe my ass anymore. Because End Times.
Do you send the message that you're not wiping because End Times is approaching?
Yeah. It's
then there we are.
It's pretty much here, so...
Yeah,
but I'm starting to. It's been here. A couple of weeks now,
right?
And it's not here.
Well, I girlfriend don't know who promised you that End Times was going to show up at an appointed time that's convenient for you, because that is not how God is working today, my friend. That is not how God works.
That's right.
You understand?
Amen.
Are you hearing me at all?
Are you not being affected by this at all?
Listen, you know that I've said that I'm going to have nothing but ice cream. That is all I'm eating is ice cream until the End Times come, because why eat anything else? Mm-hmm. And this has not been easy.
No.
My digestive system doesn't like that very much at all.
That's a lot of lactose.
It's a lot of lactose.
A lot of cholesterol.
It's a lot of cholesterol, but I'm not worried about cholesterol. Of greater concern to me is that my skin does appear to be turning yellow. I don't know what that is.
You also don't wipe your mouth. You got like... chocolate ice cream.
I've got chocolate all over in these clothes. I have not changed these clothes, and I have had a number of incidents where I have spilled chocolate on myself.
And I could say something smells like shit around here, but it goes without saying. So maybe the people that you are conversing with, maybe they should get on board, and because it's going to smell a lot worse during End Times.
Oh yes,
oh yes,
it is.
Oh this is. We better if you can't tolerate the smell of shit, then you are in trouble for End Times.
It's going to be.
I'm going to start saying that. That's kind of. It's kind of clever.
When somebody says to you, something in here smells like shit, what they are really saying is, I do not believe in God. I do not accept Jesus as my savior. I am prepared to be plunged into a lake of fire. That is what
they better get used to the smell of sulfur is what they should be used to.
Yeah. They'll want that shit protecting their asshole.
You said something powerful there. You said something powerful.
Thank you.
What about you, Robert? Aren't you affected at all by the End Times not actually coming as fast as we thought?
As you can see. I haven't gotten out of bed in months.
Yeah, it's not fair we have to have our meeting in your bedroom all the time.
We all pick our different things. And, I'm covered in bed sores, and there's probably many microscopic and larger things in my bed.
No doubt about it.
Nibbling on my
flesh. I can see these things.
But I know for sure I'm going to be all right, because I can take it. Because when End Times comes, it's going to be a lot more nibbling on my flesh than microscopic organisms. So I might smell like the devil, but I know the devil ain't going to be smelling me.
Oh, no. All those people out there taking showers and getting out of bed and eating fruits and vegetables and meats and grains and wiping their asses, they are so high and mighty now. But when the devil gets a hold of them, they are going to regret all of that.
They're going to hell, each and every one of them. And they're going to smell clean until they're dipped into the pits of hell. And then all will be for naught.
3 years later. Bobby, open up.
I can't move.
Well, the door's not opening. Like is that your leg?
I can't. Let me pull the string. There it is.
Oh, my God. It smells worse than me in here.
That goes without saying. That goes without saying.
Andy can't even fit in your room anymore.
He's good by the window.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my legs are rotting.
mine too.
I have no back skin.
We cut to a year later. Now all three of them live in this room.
When is my ice cream delivery? When is my ice cream delivery?
I need a stretch.
I've merged with my mattress. I don't know where my skin ends and the mattress begins.
They become this fucking six-eyed blob. We got to End Times. It's like 2 years later. And it is this rolling kind of apocalypse. It's like, and people are running from it, and they're trying to find shelter. And this nice young couple who's been keeping healthy up to this point, and at times runs
Let's hide in here. Oh, my gosh. I don't think anyone's in here.
I've never seen anybody come in and out of this house.
What is that? Honey, look at that.
Did you bring ice cream? I'm in my bed.
This has been Improv for Humans. Rich Fulcher, thanks for coming on the show. He's on Matt Groening's, or at least he's written for that new show. I think it's called Disenchantment on Netflix. What do you guys want to plug?
That's not what it's called, is it?
Isn't it?
Is F is for Family? Is it?
That's on a different Netflix. One? Yeah, that's not.
All right. Well, Dalton's looking this up. Dalton's been sad, morose this whole episode. I think he's tense about the intern contest coming up. People have to buy. What date did we give? Was it September 6th? Yeah. They need to have, because we had 40 applicants, fellas. Or is it up to like 50 now? 58 intern applicants.
Wow!
The first round is you have to find a way to promote Improv for Humans and record it, and we'll judge that. Is that a clever plan, that's Brett?
Great.
That's a good. That'll eliminate some of them.
Yeah.
How many do you think that eliminate won't even try, Dalton?
How many won't even try?
Yeah. How many think that will just eliminate right out of the box?
I'm gonna guess we'll get 15 to 20.
Whoa.
You think only 15 to 20 people will do it, or 15 to 20 people will drop out?
That's a high estimate.
What?
Whoa. You're calling out these interns saying they're lazy motherfuckers. Because I gave some easy ones, too.
What did I give?
You can go to Best Buy and subscribe all the computers to Improv for Humans. Get some shaving cream. Go to your ATM. Don't do anything that's going to get you arrested or you're punched in the face, by the way. So I don't want that on my mind.
What's that one?
Shaving cream at an ATM. Just put Improv for Humans above it.
Oh. At the ATM.
This is one I'd like to see. Go to a sports bar while they're watching a game and go in front of the biggest screen and say, I have an announcement, everybody. Sports might be fun, but listen to Improv for Humans.
Like, not during commercial breaks. Got to be while the game is on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Go into a library, say, shh, Improv for Humans. You guys have any ideas?
Well, let's see.
Anyway, you can support it.
You know, like places that have big turnover, coffee shops, 7-Elevens kind of things. Mm-hmm. Like if you can,
have your name at Starbucks be Improv for Humans on your cup and make them call for your name several times.
Oh, that's a great
idea. Order several drinks too, so they have to do it several times.
Improv for Humans, caramel macchiato.
Yeah, and you guys stand a ways away from them, so when they do, you go, excuse me, who's that for?
And then you leave without taking the cups. So then you got 6 cups of coffee, all with Improv for Humans. You've created a little end stand.
It's just hot water. Cheapest thing.
That's right.
I took my daughter for her birthday to Medieval Times.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't tell them ahead of time it was a birthday. But the first, like, I want to say half an hour of that show is like the king and queen up there announcing all the birthdays in the room. And it goes on forever. So you could tell them Improv for Humans has a birthday.
Yeah.
Get an announcement.
Yeah. You got a wrapped, you got a crowd there, right?
There's, yeah.
They're not
my
anywhere.
Poor kid is sitting there going, this is a lot of birthdays and my name is not getting mentioned.
Well, not today. Oops.
Well, guys, do you have social media that my listeners want to compliment you on how funny you are? Where can they find you?
You can get me at Weird Ass Improv.
There you go.
Which has been quiet because there's a lot going on the social media that I'm trying to keep my eyes from.
Oh, really?
You stay away from it.
We discussed this last time.
Sometimes it can really change your mental state.
I would love to take a break.
Read the wrong
Twitter.
Thing. And I'm a big fan of Newsfast. I'm probably going to do it for about 4 years.
Newsfast.
Newsfast.
Fasting on the news.
Fasting on news, yeah. It's like you don't have to. You don't have to let all that stuff in. You know, you don't have to.
That's true.
And a lot of it, I mean, there's a lot of things going on, right?
Yes.
But there's a lot of it that I'm powerless on. So when I read some of this stuff, you just feel an extreme amount of powerlessness. I mean, you can you know, do things, obviously, but to directly affect some of the stuff that you read. So I'd rather be active than reactive. How's that for a high horse?
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, so I avoid some of that.
I'm going to try to just read Twitter and not join the conversation for a while.
Yeah.
See how that goes for me. See if that makes me feel better.
I mix it up with at least one Trump supporter a week, and I've tried so many times to get them on this show.
Yeah?
Oh. I've never been able to.
Really?
Not once. Because I always get to, okay, debate me on air if I'm so stupid, basically. Mm. But some dude, some liberal on the other side, oh, I know what it was. Kumail wrote something about Ken Bone. Remember Ken Bone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then he backed off of it. He's like, I'm sorry. He wrote some tweet, like, making fun of him. Then he backed off. He goes, I'm sorry, Ken Bone. I'm just hungry. I'm in the airport right now. And then I wrote to Kumail, don't backpedal, Kumail. Fuck Ken Bone. He's the reason we're going to war with North Korea. And then some guy wrote to both of us, or to me, that's not true. Ken Bone is not the reason. And you shouldn't hate him. He actually registered a lot of voters. I'm like, motherfucker.
What does that mean?
He's lecturing me on something I'm completely joking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I wrote back something to the fact of, the real problem is people who lecture people about obvious jokes or something like that. Mm-hmm. Then he wrote back, oh, so you're joking now, as if I wasn't joking, but I was embarrassed by what I said, so now I was calling it a joke, like Trump does, basically.
It was a joke. Nobody has a sense of humor anymore.
And then he said the real problem with why the election was won was gerrymandering.
No.
And I'm like, what the fuck conversation am I in? We're both on the same side, and you're fucking lecturing me about a joke. And that doesn't make sense, as someone else pointed out.
In a presidential election.
And I said, okay, let's go in there and debate this. And he said yes.
Oh.
So that might happen our next show. I forgot about that. But Andy, you didn't say your Twitter.
TV's Andy Daly.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to tweet any.
I like to look at
tweet every day.
I always feel bad about it.
Very active.
Yeah, but I'll always have a moment of after every tweet. I'm like, why did I do that? Who am I? What am I doing?
I approach social media like that woman approached that guy's dog after turning like, what the? She's like, I'm going to get out of here.
I don't like social media's attitude.
Exactly.
I don't like your attitude.
I don't like your attitude, social media.
At least I have made.
That would be the response.
That is pretty much me too. Like I'll respond and I'll just say something that is as hurtful as I can possibly muster.
Yeah, you want to drop him?
You want to knock him? Never respond to an asshole.
Yeah.
Twitter zero times. In fact, almost every time, I block them.
Yeah, there's no. I don't. I got enough assholes in my life.
Yeah.
I don't need them swarming in from the skies. I accidentally bump into them.
I'm like fishing.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. There's something. There's that. There's that too. Because you bring him out of the woodwork.
Yeah. All right, keep being human.
Be a good human. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Check out Besser versus the Audience on Stitcher Premium. Make sure to go to mattbesser.com to find out about his latest projects. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.
Hey, I'm Brian Safi.
And I'm Erin Gibson, and our show Throwing Shade just moved to Earwolf.
We take a look at women's issues and LGBT issues and make them real stupid.
We make them real dumb. You'll be very insulted by what we have to say. And we have great guests, so come listen to us. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcasting app.
We also talk about clip-on earrings a lot, where to get a great facial.
And wigs.
And a lot of wigs.
It's everything you asked for and nothing you asked for.
All in the same package.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.